Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk to you about The Diary of Anne Frank today.
I always have to do this.
Oh, okay. They're going to, like, do a promo thing, but yeah. Okay. So The Diary of Anne Frank, if you're not familiar, you're living under a rock somewhere, I guess. I wasn't it required reading in high school?
I think
Yeah.
And
if for a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's required reading. It is the actual diary. Well, this is the play version, isn't it?
Right.
But Diary of Anne Frank is the diary of a young woman who lived her last days, really, hiding from Nazi Germany.
Because she was Jewish in an attic in Amsterdam with her parents, another set of parents with a son, and her sister, and a dentist.
Yeah, a dentist.
Who didn't do anything on their teeth, by the way. They took this diary of Anne Frank as the basis for this, and Frances Goodrich and Albert Hackett, a married couple, actually wrote this play together, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1956, and also the Tony Award for the Best Play of 1956. So this has been produced over and over. It's timeless.
And I believe they worked on many drafts, and they did
eight drafts over 2 years, or something like that.
And didn't go move forward with it until Mr. Frank, the only survivor, approved of the script.
So this production, what I thought was amazing, this all-star cast just portrays such poignant, thought-provoking characters.
Amazing. Yes. No, I know. We had a stellar cast. That's true. Remy Zakin, we think her name is. I forgot to get pronunciation. Normally we do. Remy, she played Anne Frank, and she's bubbly, effervescent. She's very charismatic character to watch on stage. You really feel that she is. She's at least graduated college. I don't know how old she really is.
I know, but she plays a young teen very
14,
well.
15 year old.
Yeah. And I think her portrayal really showed what a remarkable person this young girl was. Anne Frank, from reading the diary, you can tell. She was a child, but yet in so many ways she was so mature for her age, and living in that claustrophobic little space. Pamela Berlin, who's the director of this, actually went to Amsterdam when she heard she was going to direct this, and she toured the area where Anne Frank lived, and she said how claustrophobic and teeny it was. The actual set that we saw is bigger than the space where they were living.
Oh, I would imagine. Such a spectacular set.
Oh, it was.
Schweikart. Schweikart? Yes.
I think so.
Of course, the public, sets of the public are always fantastic.
Yes, they are.
They always are.
But let's get to this wonderful cast. Oh,
gosh. Oh, yeah. Well, really, the biggest characters in it are Anne and her father, who is played by Randy Kovitz, who does an amazing job. The story is sort of told from his point of view a little bit.
Yes.
Well, it's bookended from the beginning to the end through his eyes. And he does a very heart-wrenching portrayal of Mr. Otto Frank, who is called mother. Pym as a nickname, I guess. But Otto Frank is who he plays.
Yes.
Excellent job. Like we said, all star cast. Helena Rowati is in it.
Mrs. Van Dam.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah, the other couple. Oh my gosh, the dentist. You don't expect laughter in the story of people being sequestered in an attic, hiding away from people that are trying to kill them. However, there are some good laughs in this, and I would say Danny Krell is responsible for half of them or more.
He plays such a wonderful nerd, doesn't he?
He played, it was a great part for him because it was a very real character, but you still laughed at his foibles. You laughed at his mannerisms, his nuances to the character that he brought. It needed a little bit of lightness in it because, you know, they were precariously balanced on their lives the whole time they were up there. Every noise outside could have been the end. A very tragic, tragic story, but told in a very loving, beautiful way with an all-star cast, like you said. Who else? I mean, there's so many of people to mention. There's a lot of people in it.
Yeah. Peter Van Dam.
Oh yes.
Was the love interest kind of.
Yes.
Just,
Hater.
It was a coming of age story. Mm-hmm. He and Anne developed a very close friendship, borderline romantic as much as it can be in a situation like that, which was very sweet and very touching.
The entire thing is very touching.
And that was David Edward Jackson.
Oh, okay. Was he? Okay. Yeah.
That was Peter.
Nice mix of Pittsburgh actors and New York actors coming together for the production.
Mr. Van Dam was David Wohl, and his character was so unlikable.
Yeah.
And he made that character even more unlikable. What a great job he did being selfish, self-centered.
Yeah.
Not team player kind of guy.
Not team player. I would imagine how difficult, though, it would be to be in that attic and be all in that space.
Absolutely.
And I wonder what the story would be like from his point of view. It would probably be different. It was told from Anne's point of view. You can still sympathize with him a little bit. You're still a little tiny bit. But yeah, I kind of wanted
to. I didn't.
I wanted to throw him out to the, like, hey, no. Nazis, look, we got one.
Come and get him. Get him out of there.
But no, great cast, great story.
And we missed Mrs. Frank, and we can't do that because her role was so important, I think.
Oh, yeah, and also touching.
The mother of Anne, and that was Christine Leda.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.